This article ran previously on Cambridge Today. Additional information has been included. A former Cambridge business that billed itself as a contemporary fusion restaurant and catering company was fined $25,000 by the federal government last month for not operating in compliance with the temporary foreign worker program. The kicker: the Coronation Boulevard business is no longer operating and hasn't been for more than a year, according to the neighboring business owner. Kahawa Cafe and Eats got the fine notice April 29 for failing to provide an inspector with proper documents and failing to have the employer actively engaged in the business the foreign national was hired to work for. All businesses that hire temporary foreign workers are required by law to apply for what's called a labor market impact assessment, LMIA. A positive LMIA demonstrates a need for foreign workers to fill a job that no Canadian worker or permanent resident is available to do. Changes to the program that came into effect in March mean LMIAs are only valid for 6 months, giving temporary foreign workers a smaller window to apply for work permits. On a website that's still active, Kahawa Cafe says it provided counter service and catered meals described as Arabian, Mexican and Asian fusion. The cafe was apparently owned by Kirthi Foods Inc., a Mississauga-based company that also appears to have closed. A second location was on Greenbrook Drive in Kitchener. Phone numbers for both locations are no longer in service. According to the Government of Canada, the company remains eligible to hire temporary foreign workers unless it fails to pay the fine. Reasons for inspections under the program include suspicion of non-compliance, previous non-compliance, random selection, a worker is subject to an order, or a communicable disease is found at the worksite. A statement from the Ontario Ministry of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development said it operates the Ontario Immigrant Nominee Program, in which skilled workers are nominated for permanent residence to meet workforce needs that cannot be met domestically. This helps to build and maintain a strong economy while also helping us attract the skilled workers needed to build the homes, hospitals, schools, and highways that our growing province needs, wrote spokesperson Anuradha Dar. Cambridge Today reached out to the Employment and Social Development Canada, but did not immediately hear back. Not known as if the delay in issuing the fine is a result of an inspection backlog and if the local LMIA still demonstrates a need for hiring foreign workers. We also wanted to know if the fine would be pursued now that the business has closed. Cambridge Today also reached out to Cambridge MP Brian May but did not immediately hear back.